Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
What should we put our energies into this new year? We've had a roller coaster life, all of us, for these almost last 2 years. So much is going on, so much is changing, and the stage is set with so many dangerous scenarios waiting. I'm not just talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about China wanting to invade Taiwan. I'm talking about Iran wanting to get the bomb. I'm talking about the United States and democracy and freedoms, etc. There's so much going on in the world today. And we're going to be speaking today with Rabbi Chaim Richman. He was formerly from the Temple Institute, but it's going to be an amazing show. I'm so glad to have him on my show. But where should we put our energies into this new year? And how does the Holy Temple play into our decisions and our lives for every human being on the planet, no matter what religion you might believe in or you might be in? So that's some of the things that we're going to talk about. I don't know where this show actually is going to take us, but that's what live shows are, right? No control. It goes where it goes, and it'll be very interesting. So I want to remind you all also, first of all, I want to thank all of our supporters who help Israel News Talk Radio be on the air here over the internet and be able to serve countries all over the world, people all over the world, I should say, not the countries, but the people all over the world from different countries. It's so gratifying to see you all from all over, of course, the state of Israel and all over the United States. And this, let's take a look at who else, what other flags I see. Again, I don't see who is listening. I can only see your flags. But from, again, the United States and Israel, Canada, the United Kingdom, South Africa, Jamaica, Kenya, Australia, the Virgin Islands, hi there, Spain, etc. I want to remind you all, if you'd like to help support Israel News Talk Radio to keep us alive, we are mostly a volunteer station. Our show hosts do this all voluntarily in their own time. Go to our website. There's a donate button there at the top of the page and on the right-hand side, a green button that says donate. Please consider donating to the station that you love here in Israel.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and we're covering today where we should be putting our energies into this new year. As I said, we've had a roller coaster life for these almost last 2 years. So much going on, so much changing. Our world is not the same. There's a lot of what we say in Hebrew, machloket. There's a lot of arguing and disagreements going around. Are you vaxxed? Are you not vaxxed? Are you a Trump supporter? You're not a Trump supporter. Are you this or are you that? And this, I don't believe, is what God wants from us. I think that we need to work together. We need to be more tolerant. We have to understand that everybody is different. And as my wise mother always says, if everybody was supposed to be alike, we would only need one person in the world, right? So with no further ado, let us go to our guest who is going to be joining us today and helping us figure out where we should be putting our energies this year. Rabbi Chaim Richman. He is a world-renowned teacher, author, motivational speaker and authority on the Holy Temple, who teaches the spiritual dimensions of Torah to a universal audience. His online Torah teachings have reached 10 million views. He's been featured on the front page of the New York Times magazine and has spread the light of Torah through top-tier international media, including Fox News and CNN. Today, he directs Jerusalem Lights, a nonprofit organization which focuses on transmitting the Word of God from Jerusalem to the world. And you can visit his website at www.rabbirichman.com. And we will put a link to his website on the page where the show is podcasted, so you can easily click to get there. Welcome to the show, Rabbi Chaim Richman.
Shalom Tamar, Gemar Chatima Tova. May we all be sealed in the book of life for a wonderful, sweet, and good, and blessed new year.
Amen, and healthy new year. So I want to ask you, you know, when I contacted you, I was surprised to find out that you are not working anymore at the Temple Institute, which you are famous for, and you're doing this new thing called,
Jerusalem Lights.
Yes, Jerusalem Lights. Tell us about your journey lately.
Well, it's a spiritual journey, odyssey of a soul, of life. You know, I served faithfully in the Temple Institute for 30 years. And one of the most important things that I learned was about the incredible spiritual revolution that is gripping so many people all over the world that are looking for the God of Israel, that are looking for the relevance of Torah in their life. I think that most Jewish people really have no idea to what extent we're talking about that this is going on. And I feel very much just directed from on high to be able to provide, you know, this kind of access to these very, very precious souls. A lot of Jewish people make the mistake of thinking that the Torah is kind of like, it's like our thing, you know, and they have a very insular kind of proprietary attitude about it. But if we believe that the Torah is literally the physical manifestation of Hashem's will in this world, that is the blueprint for creation, then obviously it has a universal message. And I think that the redemption of all mankind, especially in these incredibly, you know, confusing and disconcerting times that we live in, I think that this is a key factor in the fulfillment of the scenario, really, of the divine purpose of creation, is bringing everyone to a place of unity and mutual recognition of the one God and how to bring his light into the world. And that's what Jerusalem Lights is all about. So we have weekly Torah portions and podcasts, and also a number of Zoom classes during the week. And one can learn about all those things, as you said, at the website. And my main pledge to every person, every sincere spiritual seeker is to be there for them and to try and work together towards whatever our personal tikkun is. Like you said, every person has their own calling and their own mission that is deeply rooted in their soul. What does Hashem want from me? What can I do? What can I add to the orchestra of creation? That's what this is all about, really.
So let me ask you this just for our listeners. Are the classes that you give on Zoom, these live classes, are they free or do people need to subscribe monthly? What?
Everything is absolutely free.
Wow. Okay, great. So people can go to your website at rabbirichman.com. They can subscribe there. If you scroll down towards the bottom of the page, I know I just did it myself, actually. You can just put your email in there and subscribe, and you should be able to get some messages from when your classes are, etc. All right. So we're at the beginning of the year. You look at people's Facebook pages or at the social media, and there's a lot of mudslinging from both sides, whether it's politics, whether it's about the pandemic, whether it's about anything else. People seem to be moving, you know, if you could just imagine a crowd and they just start to spread apart and they're like choosing sides almost. And I'm wondering, with all the vehement the words and anger that we're seeing, and even families not talking to each other. What does God want from us? What are we supposed to be doing this year?
The situation that you describe is like this dystopian view of humanity run amok, isn't it? It's monstrous. The inability that we seem to have to actually relate to each other on an honest level is, I don't remember anything like it. The whole obsession that people have with communicating through social media and the lack of sensitivity that people are displaying to each other in real life, it's like a parody of society. And I think it's just so horrific. And I think that the themes that our prophets teach us and major themes of our Holy Torah are being repeated, because first of all, society in general today really resembles in many ways the generation of the Tower of Babel. The whole idea of basically, you know, trying to unseat God and trying to control, you know, when you learn the deep Torah secrets about who Nimrod was and the whole concept of how he was like the first spin master, master manipulator of crowds, and a person who really basically tried to usurp God's authority and take over. That seems to be what's going on now. And the lack of unity that we are experiencing, like you say, is so crippling, because the main thing that God wants, the Torah teaches us, is for people to respect each other and for people to be able to identify with the other. And our demonization of the other that we have in the society, like you say, from every side, I think it's the biggest challenge that we have in our generation. And you know, we're coming up on Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is coming up this week. It's the awesome, holiest day of the year. It's a day actually that is very much misunderstood, because it's not a day of, it's not a grim, bleak, scary day like people think. Yes, there is an aspect of judgment that we are addressing, that we want to get a good verdict. But thank God, the judge is our Father, and He loves us very much with tremendous compassion. And so Yom Kippur is actually a day of joy. And the Mishnah tells us that in the day of the Holy Temple, Yom Kippur and the 15th of Av are the happiest days of the year because of this incredible manifestation of divine love. But what I wanted to say is that, you know, there's this idea that there are the commandments that we fulfill that are applicable only between man and God. And when we transgress those commandments, it's got nothing to do with anybody else, because God told us something that has to, whether it's about how we behave, how we eat, you know, some divine commandment. And so we ask for forgiveness for areas that we've been lacking in. But then there are commandments that are between man and man, you know, the societal commandments that have to do with, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and how we treat each other. And everybody knows that those commandments, our sages tell us, God does not forgive us for those transgressions that we've committed to our fellow men until we go and try to appease the person that we've offended.
Right.
And no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody thinks, no matter what anybody ever tells you, Tamar, the full measure of a person according to Torah in Hashem's eyes is how we treat other people. And so a person can be very pious and roll their eyes all day long and bow down to God and act like they're very religious, but if they don't treat another person with dignity and respect and love, then they're nothing. They haven't accomplished anything.
As they say, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Maybe you can translate that for everybody.
That before Torah is the simple principles of
decency,
moral
human
behavior,
decency.
Decency. And so for just to take this one example, you know, there's this idea, a person who publicly embarrasses another person has no portion in the world to come. And this expression that the sages use is malbin. That means a person literally who whitens another person's face. What is that all about? So the sages explain what happens when you embarrass a person very, very much, their face turns very, very red. And after the blood drains from their face, they become very pale, like a dead person. And so the sages say a person who habitually does that, has no portion in the world to come, and descends to Gehenna and doesn't get back up again. And thus the famous Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, who is buried in Meron, says, it's better for a person to throw themselves into a fiery furnace than to embarrass another person in public. I say all this just as an example of the
Okay,
high
you know
standards.
What? Hang on, Rabbi. We're going to a break. We're going to be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Steve Miller.
And I'm Matt Zucker.
Join us for Lighten Up, where we take a look at the week's current events in Israel and from around the Jewish world through a humorous lens.
If you've been paying attention during these crazy times, you know that it's a challenge to parody life anymore. But join Steve and I as we give it the old college try. Not only is being happy an obligation, but life is just too short to take it all so seriously.
So join me, Steve Miller.
And me, Matt Zucker.
For Lighten Up every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Israel, only on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Where should we be putting our energies into this year? We have so much on our plates today. The world is changing. There's a lot of anger and a lot of feelings going around. People seem to be taking sides. And is this what God really wants from us? Do we, you know, I know that some people are so, I'll use an example from today. People are so obsessed with trying to cure the world, saying we've all got to get vaccinated, let us all do it, and they're fighting with every ounce of energy they have, even if it's dividing families, because they think that they're saving the world. And then there are the people who are saying, no, this is a dangerous shot, don't get it, and they are going to fight vehemently because they think that they're saving the world. But in the meantime, there's what we call machloket, and there's this anger, and the people are being divided. And I always think of the old military thinking of divide and conquer. Is this what the leadership of the world today is wanting, to see the people on the bottom fighting with each other so they can go on and get their own agendas done, which might be to be taking more and more of our rights away? As Rabbi Richman, our guest, said, he was talking about the Tower of Babel, and that's where I believe that we are today as well, that we are fighting with the Tower of Babel, that it's no more about the individual, which is so precious with God and the Torah, because he created each one of us. We all have a purpose in this world. So where are we supposed to focus our energies? So Rabbi Richman is joining us. He is the head of Jerusalem Lights. You can go to his website while you're listening to the show, if you like, or afterwards, at rabbirichman.com. So Rabbi, in the last part of the show, we were talking about... Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Yes, I just wanted to say and mention that idea about how important it is not to embarrass a person, just as an example of the Torah's sensitivity to another person. The Torah sets very high standards for society. The thing is this, these issues are very complex. Tamar, you know, you and I are on the same page about the vaccine, you know, but I don't even think that's the major issue, that everyone should do the research for themselves. The issue is not even about the vaccine. It's not even about Corona.
The green card.
I think that this is a manifestation of something much, much bigger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the irony is that the days that we're in now, and of course, this is already the second cycle of the High Holy Days, that we're facing this incredible, you know, confusion. The whole theme of the days that we're in now is to coronate God and to realize that only God is in control, and to realize that no one else has the right to exercise any sort of control or to claim control. Obviously, you know, our feet are on the ground. Jewish people are very, very realistic, and the Torah is firmly rooted in this world. So it's not like, you know, we're not realistic. You know, we have to pay our taxes, and there's a government, and we need the government, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, there is a God in this world. There is a creator that cannot be denied, who has a purpose and who loves all of his creation, and who had a purpose in creating man. And the thing here is that as we internalize this more and more and realize that, you know, we have allowed ourselves to become so driven by fear and anxiety and vulnerability. And honestly, that's the issue, because the goal of whoever is, I don't want to sound too, you know exactly what I'm saying. What's being foisted upon us is this division, this separation. This is what's horrible, as you described it. Even in families, there are people, they won't hug their relatives, parents and children, because they're afraid. You're vaxxed, you're not vaxxed, et cetera, et cetera. And the point is, this is all part of some very, very insidious, attempt to drive a wedge between people. And it's working. It's working, because people are becoming very, very insensitive to each other. It's a disaster. There's a very famous teaching that the sages employ in the Midrash. It's a poetic vehicle about that generation of the Tower of Babel. And I'm sure you're familiar with it, as are many that are Torah studiers. You know, that they were building this incredible building, you know, and they had a very elaborate kind of a technology wherein they would raise, you know, bricks, they would lift them by cranes, and they would hoist them up high to keep on building the tower. And they had all these people involved in this building. And whenever a brick fell from the top, everybody would stop all their work and they would cry, because it set them back in their work, you know, that much more by a minute or by 5 minutes, because the brick fell. But when a person fell from the scaffolding, they just kept right on working. That teaching is so chilling. And I think it is an incredible indictment. And unfortunately, I think it is a picture of society that we have today. They cried over the brick that fell, but when a person fell, it meant nothing to them. And you know what? You can say, well, you're talking about unity, how important unity is. Yes, well, they had unity, didn't they? They were all united in building this tower. But their whole purpose was basically to destroy the divine image, to banish the presence of God. They were in complete denial. And when we say banish the presence of God, it means that they were in complete denial of the sanctity of life, right? As soon as you deny God, you're able to say, well, nothing really has any meaning. So it's all about my advancement, my greed. You know, human life doesn't have any value. And unfortunately, it really seems that we are spiraling towards that kind of a moment. And so I think that what is incumbent upon us, the main goal that we should all set for ourselves spiritually, is really the idea of opening up our hearts in the deepest way to each other and reinstating, polishing, you know, of trying to fix our respect for the divine image in all of us, and for all of us together as the family of man. When I say all of us, I mean Jews and non-Jews and all those who love God, that we should be really trying to declare his oneness and to declare our understanding that he's the king and we're the servants, and that we're here for a purpose. The situation is so monstrous.
So can you give us some practical tips? Yeah, you know, like, let's say you have a family member who's saying, don't get the vax, or you have to get the vax, or don't support Trump, or you have to support Trump. I mean, whatever the argument's going to be, how do you think that God wants us to react? What should we be doing? Do we just ignore it? Do we smile and explain our point? What do you suggest that people do? What are we supposed to be doing?
Don't ask me what God wants us to do, because I'm not his spokesman. But I think that you know what he wants us to do. Just having said that, I think that we have to work towards this idea of opening ourselves up to the other and understanding that none of these things are the issue. The issue is that, as we see ourselves growing apart from each other, and all of these devices that are being used somehow to accentuate the difference between the other and to paralyze us with this fear. You know, the fear is the main weapon that's being used to control everyone, and it's literally turning us into a godless, insensitive society. And so what's necessary really is for people to realize this and to stand up against it and say, no, I won't be part of this. I won't turn against my family. I won't block myself off from trying to understand another person's position. There's so much out there. There's so much information all the time that we're being bombarded with. You know, it's very, very hard to be in this situation. And from the moment we wake up until the moment we go to sleep, we're being bombarded with statistics and with anxiety and with headlines that are designed to make us feel more and more out of control and vulnerable, just so that we'll just do whatever they say, so that we can just try to go back to a normal life. And you know what? I don't know if we can. I had a meeting with a Zoom meeting with a lovely couple from Canada the other day, a young family with young children that are extremely concerned about raising their children and with the fear of God and love of Torah, and they're not Jewish, and they wanted to know if they should leave Canada and if they should go and try to find, you know, a third world country or somewhere where they can try to stay under the radar. And you know what, Tamar, I don't know if there's anywhere that we can go anymore, but where we are is where Hashem wants us to be, because I don't know that window is even open anymore. I don't know if there's anywhere to go, but the point is we are here and we have to make a stand. We have to make a stand for what we know is right and for the honor of God and for the divine image that we were all created in. And that's the big test right now, is for us not to fall into this abyss of separation and animosity and accusation and fear. And that is the call of the day. You know, look at what's going on in the Jewish community. For rabbis to say that people who are not vaccinated can't be called up to the Torah, can't be part of the minyan, I don't think that this has ever happened in Jewish history, anything like this, this kind of incredible machinery that's been set in motion that is designed to polarize and separate us. And it's monstrous and has to be, you know, recognized as such, and it can't be tolerated before it's too late.
And I'm sure that these rabbis are thinking that we're saving the community and we're protecting everybody by doing this, that they're coming from that angle. And what you're saying is exactly right. We have to go to another break right now. When we get back, we're going to be discussing more about this. And if you have any comments or questions, feel free to call into the show. The numbers are on the top of our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of political correctness and the fear that you might offend someone?
I'm not afraid to offend you.
Wow, look who's talking tough.
One has to be tough to keep sane today.
Hi, I'm Alan Skorsky.
And I'm Bayla Seabrow.
And join us every Wednesday for The Definitive Wrap as we interview the most sought-after guests and expose progressive trends that masquerade as enlightenment but actually destroy our freedoms.
We are the No Woke Zone, so buckle up to this exciting show.
Buckling up, but I'm driving.
Sure, you can drive, but I'm the navigator.
Tune in for the No Nonsense, The Definitive Wrap Show, every Wednesday on Israel News Talk Radio.
We are are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and our guest is Rabbi Chaim Richman from Jerusalem Lights. You can visit his website at RabbiRichman.com, and he's here talking to us about where we should be putting our energies into this new year. How do we make more peace between each other? We're all good people. I really believe that from the left and the right, people, most people, are coming from it from a real desire to improve the world. The left thinks that they're doing good by, you know, all their causes, and some of them are. And the right wants to keep things more conservative and more family valued, and that's good too. We are all coming from our places of where we believe we can improve the world, and some of us are right, some of us are wrong, some of us are half right and half wrong, whatever. But where do we draw the line when it comes to arguing with each other and throwing poisonous jabs at each other, and where it's breaking up families, breaking up relationships, and causing such strife on even the social media, etc.? So Rabbi Richman is here. He's going to help us try to focus where we should be putting our energies in. Should it be to fight for our cause because we know that we're right, whatever side you're on? Or should it be to remain a decent, kind, polite human being, to go our own way that we believe, but not to shove it down other people's throats, and to keep walking in the ways that we believe God wants us to walk in? And that, again, going back to the old saying, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, first be a mensch, first be a good person before you go and you do Torah, because people can twist and spin things, even in the Torah, to their own desire. So Rabbi Richman, where would you like to start in this last segment?
Exactly on that point, Tamar, it's so important to realize, as I've been trying to emphasize, that the way we treat others is the way Hashem treats us. And with the same attribute that we measure out to other people, He measures out to us. And that's really how a person is judged first and foremost, because how we treat other people is everything. And so here we are, you know, in these important, incredible days of awe between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And, you know, there's an expression that people use in a different connotation. They talk about the Great Reset. Well, you know what? That's actually what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are all about. It's the Great Reset, because this is a new year, and a year is a thing. It's an actual entity. It's a new creation. We believe that Hashem really renewed all of creation. Now it's a new world, and hopefully we are new, and we really understand who's on first, who is who, and that Hashem is king. And we don't want to go back to who we were, trying to claim, you know, that we're the king. The question is, will we go back to that, or can we really be new people now? And this is a chance that He's giving us, and it's so deep and it's so holy. And that's what Yom Kippur is all about. It's a chance to come clean. It's this powerful force of divine mercy that comes through the day that washes over us. And so, you know, I think these themes of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the themes of trying to just rein ourselves in and have mercy on ourselves, and understand that we have had a disconnect, that we have become insensitive, but that we have great potential, and that we have a lofty soul and a higher nature, and that we can't abandon our dream, and that we can't, you know, descend into this animal consciousness, which is what happens when we forget about Hashem. All these themes, which are kind of like the context of our religious aspirations of serving Hashem during these days, that's also the theme of everything that we're talking about in terms of the whole world now, is that we really want to just get back to where we belong and understand that we are one family. We are all created in Hashem's image, and that just as when we repent out of love and want to return to Hashem on Yom Kippur, He literally changes our personal history, and He credits us with good deeds, because we're committing ourselves to a completely new beginning. And just as Yom Kippur is a transformative experience for Jew and Gentile, because Hashem, you know, forgives all people, and the doors of repentance are open to every single person. The greatest gift that God gave to mankind is the ability to return to Him without any intermediary, just to go through the stages of repentance, which means that we recognize that we've been wrong, and that we express sincere regret, and that we confess to Hashem that we don't want to return to those wicked ways, and that we prove ourselves by resolve that we are going to be a different person. Now, that is what we need to do as a world as well. We need to understand that we don't want to be compared to the Tower of Babel generation. We don't want to lose our sensitivity to other people. We want to grab hold of ourselves and stop this decline in our sensitivity. You know, people are so used to putting up an emoji and typing in capital letters and to expressing themselves in ways that are not even real, that they don't seem to understand anymore what it means to have a real relationship and how precious another person's feelings are. And that's why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai 2,000 years ago said that rather than embarrass a person, throw your own self into a fiery furnace, but don't embarrass another person. That is the high standard of Torah. And so, unfortunately, in the atmosphere that's been created of this tremendous fear and anxiety and making us feel, you know, vulnerable, unfortunately, we've become so totally disconnected from these ideas. And it's like we're gasping for air, we're fighting for our lives, and we feel that the other is the danger. And that's not the danger. The danger is this very attitude that is being subtly and not so subtly implanted in us, that is separating us from each other. And this is a whole nother show, who's behind it and et cetera, you know exactly where I'm going. But the point is, it's our job as people created in the image of Hashem and as descendants of Adam, to stand up and say, no, we won't tolerate this. We won't allow you to manipulate us, because there's only one king, and that is Hashem.
So I'm thinking, if you can give us maybe an example, like a real hard tip, that the next time we find ourselves in a certain situation, the proper way that we should behave, that God would want from us, and that we would want to refine ourselves as well.
Give me the scenario.
So let's say that there's a debate about, because I'm just going to bring it from the real world. Right now, the big debate is, you see it on the news everywhere, get vaxxed. And they believe that they're doing this because they're saving the world and they want to get rid of the pandemic, just like everybody does. But a person who doesn't want to get vaxxed for whatever reason, maybe he can't, maybe they're afraid, maybe they don't react well, maybe they just don't trust their governments, whatever it is. Whatever. How is the right way? Do they say, listen, you shouldn't, because, and they give their whole spiel, they send all their soldiers out to fight this battle with this person. Is that what they want? Or should we kind of like go into ourselves, be quiet for a moment and smile and explain nicely, if it's not being receptive, just shut up? You know, sometimes silence is the best way. I mean, give us some tips. Like, what would you do if somebody started coming saying, you have to do this or you have to do that?
This is a difficult example, isn't it? And it's the main example because, okay, you say that there are people that are saying that are sincere and that want to save the world and think this is the way that they can save the world. But you know very well that there's a lot of holes in that theory. And the idea is basically that... you know, the machinery that's been put in place is not tolerant and is very, very aggressive and very demonizing and very dehumanizing, and that can't be tolerated. So again, it's up to every person to do the research and to understand what their choices are, and that choice has to be respected. And there's so much to talk about here. You know, I don't even know if we can relate to this example in a few minutes without relating to all the facts and all the science. And the point is, again, this is the tip of the iceberg. I don't think it's about the vax. I don't even think it's about COVID. I think it's about something else, which is far more far-reaching and more threatening. And that is
our freedom.
Tomorrow, where do we go here?
Well, I've been telling people it's the green pass. It's all about the government's taking control from us and a Tower of Babel, communism. You know, the individual doesn't matter. Kill God because it's a threat to the state. I've spoken about this many, many, many times on the show. But I'll just share my conclusion. My conclusion is those who've decided to get vaxxed already did. Those who decided not to already didn't. Those who support Trump, they have their value system why, and those who are against it have their value system why. And we have to give people room to be able to have a right to their own opinion and just be respectful towards each other. And when you can talk, when you see you're not, it's not being received well, be quiet. Just move on.
Can I add one thought?
Yes, please.
Like I've been saying, the main thing is
you only have 60 seconds.
We're not supposed to say anything negative about any other person, right? We're supposed to really treat each other with respect. But the Holy Baal Shem Tov taught, you know what? When you see another person and that other person, you know, kind of annoys you and you don't like what you see in that other person, every person that we come in contact with is a mirror. And Hashem is showing us something about ourselves. And that's why we shouldn't judge each other, because really we are all in this together. And everyone is a mirror. And when we need to look at ourselves and see what we, each of us, need to do to change. We need to examine ourselves in order to fix our own issues and our patterns of behavior so that we can commit ourselves to honoring and loving our fellow man.
Amen. And I would just say, always use the rule of being dignified. Have some dignity. If you can disagree, that's fine. But do it with dignity. Do it with class. Do it with love and patience. I think that's what Hashem would want from us. I don't think we can go wrong by doing that. You can stand your ground, but if your message is not received, move on. The important thing is to get along with each other and to make God happy. Rabbi Chaim Richman, thank you so much. People can go to his website at rabbirichman.com. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.